You know, Theodore Roosevelt once said, "In any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing."
Hello, and welcome to the show. Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. Yep. This week, we debate stupid decisions. US midterm elections, Brexit, and driving down the wrong way of the M11. Oops. Well, it does seem remarkable that many people seem to be making some stupid decisions of late, whether they are politicians or even members of the public. And as we have indicated at the beginning of this show, yes, some of the decisions are getting worse. We're going to call them out. Now, the implications of making a decision, good or bad, is really, really going to impact you, me, and Clergyman Pete. Well, I certainly think that we're going to cover some of the things that quite remarkably seem to be, in my opinion, getting worse. Clergyman Pete has his view on whether we are making more and more stupid decisions in society.
Yes. Yeah.
Even if we think that actually this is just a trend, that we're just a silly race, and human beings are always infallible. But here's a little thought. Sense or no sensibility, good decisions made with mental agility can help you achieve respectability, and with such public notability come rewards of suitability. But one single act of complete stupidity can damage your reputation's credibility. So think before you act without sensibility, or you'll live forever with humility. Mm. So, Clergyman Pete, let me tell you, decisions. Why is it that some people are making some stupid decisions? We're going to go into them.
Why is it? Yes, well, you see, it's the nature of the beast. That's what I say. I mean, making stupid decisions is one of my joys in life. I mean, it's one of the things that I and everyone else does. Everyone makes decisions, and usually not for the right reasons. We make intuitive decisions. We decide, well, you're going to go into examples, so I won't give examples just yet, but we decide things for the wrong reasons, therefore the outcome ends up being stupid, or for the wrong motivation that we have behind the decision, or simply because taking Theodore Roosevelt's maxim of not wanting to do nothing, we say, something needs to be done. This is something, I'll do that. So there are a few reasons behind why we make stupid decisions, but yeah, let's just say it's just a fact of life, because the thing is, you don't know which decisions, well, you don't always know, let's put it this way, which decisions are going to be crucially important. And as you don't know that, a decision you might make, which seems, you know, just a frivolous decision, can end up being a life-changing, or indeed life-ending decision.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give a few examples, and to me it seems like things are getting worse. Now, I mentioned at the start of the show that some people have been driving down the wrong side of the M11. Why is that? Well, apparently there was an accident recently on the motorway in the United Kingdom, M11, and as a result some people tried to escape this particular predicament, and instead of just waiting for the emergency services to actually turn up, they actually decided to turn round on the actual lane they were on and drive down the wrong way, causing more incident and potentially putting more and more people at risk. And that could have not only threatened their own lives, but many others. Why, oh why, do people make such stupid decisions? Now, here's another stupid decision that was taken recently. We've come off the back of Halloween. You might argue that that was a stupid decision, but no, it got worse. Now, police are actually investigating a claim where youngsters were given ecstasy tablets while trick-or-treating. Why did somebody decide to do that? They could have killed the children. Mm. How silly. Now, it doesn't even end there, does it? No, even the police themselves get into trouble.
Yeah.
Now, a former police inspector by the name of Simon Herwood was targeted junior colleagues for sex and committed gross misconduct, a panel has reviewed. Now, why is it that somebody would go after many, many years of good service and do something rather stupid? And yet we've seen bankers, commit stupid acts of criminal activities, and it goes on and on and on. Clergyman Pete, please tell me, why is it that people are making such stupid decisions? I'm going to give you another one which happened fairly recently, and it's one which is a big US company, Google. Now, it seems that Google, some of the big executives there, have failed to actually stop their staff from walking out as a result in protest of treatment of women. Yes, the stupid decision is that they decided not to do anything about the treatment of women within their organizations, and as a result, people downed tools recently and walked out in protest. Shouldn't they have acted a little bit earlier and made the right decision?
Well, that's the problem, is the problem, even at that corporate level, you don't know. So, I mean, sometimes I disagree with old Teddy Roosevelt, who we quoted at the start. Sometimes it's best to do nothing and just let things go by you. I mean, take, for example, my experience today, which I was telling you, where I was late coming into the studio today, as you know, but just to tell the listener what happened.
Yes, that was a stupid decision as well.
Stupid decision was coming to the studio. Well, the problem was that a lad near the church where I work, just 100 yards from it, in fact, decided to climb on the roof of his house and throw slates down and bits of brick from the chimney. In fact, I saw a recent video posted online onto the people below, including police cars, and aiming at policemen. So I would say this was a stupid decision. Now, I don't know the motivation, or other than that I was told by some neighbours who couldn't get back to their house because the police had cordoned the area off. So I gave them a bit of shelter in the church building, and they were telling me, yes, this lad, he's done it before, and he got some time in prison. But his motivation seemed to be to do with responding to how people in his family was behaving. Someone was having an affair with a neighbour, that sort of thing. So his response to that, rather than confronting the person concerned, was to climb on the roof and throw slates at everyone. Now, this... this, we would say, is not logical. No, not logical. Would it be better if he hit someone? You know, you're not to know which is the right decision unless you have a way of thinking. You need to have a standard way of thinking. I mean, that's the biblical principle of wisdom. But I suppose it's a general principle anyway, that if you have a way of approaching things that life throws at you, you know, a way of working through things, you're more likely, let's put it that way, to arrive at the right decision. So you have a template. And if we take the most successful template for behavior for societies that has ever been known, produced the most successful, wealthiest, happiest societies ever, I'm talking about the Bible, of course, and the Judeo-Christian tradition. If we take wisdom, like from the book of Proverbs, which is Jewish and Christian scripture, then if we take that and read it and meditate on it and get it into the way we're thinking, we're more likely to make a right decision. But still, you know, we can be caught out. And when it comes to corporate behavior, you need to have the same sort of idea that the company will decide to operate in a biblical manner. I mean, I would suggest, now, this seems strange, I think, to English ears, but I worked for some time in Singapore. If there's any listeners from Singapore, you may be able to confirm this, because the place is 20% charismatic evangelical Christian. That's that style of thinking, which is how I would describe myself. And their approach to business was including Bible study and prayer as part of the way you run a business, to make sure that you had the right culture of decision-making in the business. So I would say the reason is we've lost, one of the reasons is that we may be seeing an increase is the loss of that template, that baseline on which to settle, and then the template on which to make our decisions to help us to, on balance, on average, make the right decision.
Well, I do think that that's true, the right template. I mean, you can, particularly in business, you can only really make decisions based upon the facts that you have available.
Yes.
But even then, when you do have the facts, it seems that some people still make the wrong decisions. Now, I'm going to turn it to the political subject, because I know that this is something that is suddenly hot at the moment. I wish that somebody could actually make a decision when it comes to Brexit. It seems as though they seem to be struggling and going round and round the houses on that one.
Yeah.
But the US is actually going to go through some big decisions, particularly on the midterm elections. Now, who is going to make the right decision? Well, I'm sure by the time that we broadcast that we'll probably get a bit of a sense of whether, you know, the Republicans will have actually gained and Trump will look a little bit more pleased with himself, or maybe the Democrats possibly will feel actually the Americans have finally realized the errors of their ways and they've made the right decision to vote for them. But the guess, the question is that what is really right or wrong? Now, the United States is a very divided nation, as we know, particularly politically. Now, some people internationally think that the United States made the wrong decision by putting Trump into power in the first place.
Yes.
Now, what's your thoughts on that front?
Well, you, now, if we're talking about these decisions in the midterm elections, we can see, well, let's take a step back. Whether we like Donald Trump or not, as you know, as I've said many times on this show, I have issues with his personal life, which is now public because of the position he's in. And I would, you know, prefer someone to be leading a major country, a Christian country like the US, who has more of a moral attitude, especially he falls down in his treatment of women. But I think that it's a mistake, you know, to make decisions based on something. You mustn't make. I'm trying to get to the right point. I mean, okay, it's a mistake to make a decision based on something that is irrelevant to the outcome that you want. Now, I would not, for example, have wanted to vote for Donald Trump because of his personal life issues. But we're not talking about voting for Donald Trump now. We're talking about voting. Which way, Democrat or Republican? Donald Trump happens to be the president at the moment of the Republican side. So I think that they need to make a decision about which side is ready to govern, which side, Democrat or Republican, is making decisions which are good
and
for the country.
And are people going to be swayed by the nature of Donald Trump
as opposed to
the political party?
And I think so. In this case, you need to make a decision based on those factors. You know, who has a plan to run the country effectively? And it seems only the Republicans have it at the moment. I'm not being partisan here. It's simply that at the moment we see Donald Trump and the Republicans leading a country in which the economy is booming, their enemies are sort of brought into check, including ISIS, been more or less destroyed. There's been made some very good decisions by the government, so you should go with them. Well, whatever your personal feelings about people within the party, that's what you should make your decision on. Now, all things being equal, you'd also want to have someone who was moral. But I'm just saying, you know, be wise. Make your decision based on what's relevant to your decision making. Is this going to produce a better outcome for the country? Now, if you were actually voting on who was to be president, on top of that, you could well decide this is legitimate. I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't want him to represent the country. That's fair enough. But that's not what you're doing here. You're voting on the legislature. So that's what I would say. Make the decision based on that. I can only see one way you should really decide, and that is, at the moment, it's to go for the Republicans. Now, you mentioned also the Brexit decision, did you not?
Well, exactly.
Now, with Brexit, you see, again, what are you deciding on? Are you going to make decisions based on your feelings? Are you going to make a decision just based on what's perceived as being the bigotry of other people? You know, one of the main decisions that people against Brexit is they believe that a vote for Britain leaving the EU is somehow bigoted. But let's look at the actual facts. What would it mean for the for small businesses? What would it mean for the future of Britain? Well, it means a possible, prosperous, successful Britain, so long as we completely leave the EU. And so there cannot be a decision where we stay in just because you're afraid of the short term, the transition problems that are going to arise. And so really the right decision then is looking at the situation, is to look at a long term decision. So in those, you know, there are different ways you've got to look at what are the important things in the decision. But in each case, you see, it took me analysing what was happening, what is the important thing about it. And I've come to a certain decision about it, as you heard. But the thing is that I've got to say is I could be wrong. I could be completely
wrong. Surely not.
But the point is that in any decision, you can be wrong. So and it could have far-reaching effect. They're important decisions anyway. It could be that the whole of civilization depends on this when people look back from the history books or when the aliens come because Britain, humanity has been wiped out. It could be your decision, Theresa May, about staying in the single market.
That's proof that the aliens have already come, but that's a different matter.
What I'm saying is that these decisions, we can analyse them and come to a decision.
Yes.
But in the end, we might still come to something that's stupid because we've just got it all wrong. But you've got to make the decision anyway. And that's why what I'm trying to get to is you've got to make the decision.
Yes,
even if it's to do nothing. And you can't know now whether you've been stupid or not.
Well, interestingly, that we have to make decisions very early on in our lives, you know, from school, the type of subjects that we're going to take, the type of universities or colleges that we're going to go to. And in fact, even the types of companies that we wish to join to sort of develop our careers. We all make decisions. But I do agree that what, in my opinion, I'm seeing is that I just get a sense that people are pressured more than ever before. This idea of short-termism, we've talked about this on the show before, about how this is actually stifling some businesses, in fact actually forcing people to make wrong decisions because they're being compelled to make quick decisions because they're pressured into, you know, getting into fast results, particularly, you know, quoted companies where, you know, decisions are sort of made by big leaders of organizations, because the prizes are very big for some of the top organizations and the top leaders, especially if you have a lot of shares at stake. And so therefore you'll drive things much quicker. Now, when we talk about driving, why anybody would drive down the wrong side of a motorway is obviously bizarre. And clearly people are not thinking it through. There's a panic that seems to ensue, or maybe that there's an arrogance that people think that they can get away with it. Strange as it is, I just wonder whether we're equipped, that we're not learning enough in society about the decision-making process. Is it just simply that we're just fallible individuals and we'll always make silly decisions? Or is it something else that's going on? Is it just a lack of education? Is it a lack of awareness? What is it? There seems to be strange that all these decisions that are being made are contentious. We're living at a time where people are arguing more and more, and many, many, economists, many politicians, many business leaders, many people in society have said, actually, we're going the wrong way. What do you, in your opinion, do you think is happening? What's fueling this?
Well, look, you see, the thing is, Mark, I know that we disagree on this from talking before we came on air. Now, what I'm going to say is this. I think that human beings are stupid, and now I said that we're going through a time where it's more difficult to make rational decisions. But there's some truth in that. I think we go through phases. I think if we look back in history, we've always made stupid decisions. You don't know until looking back at it how stupid it was. I mean, if we go back, let's go back to biblical times. During the trial of a man named Jesus, and he was a freedom fighter, and as part of his you could say terrorist or freedom fighter, And he was arrested at about the same time as the Jesus we know, Jesus of Nazareth, and he made the stupid decision of fighting against the Romans. But interestingly, what happened was, because he was decided to be so violent that he ended up killing people, he got set free because it was the famous trial of Jesus. This guy was the one who was set free when Jesus was sent to be crucified. And Pilate, the Roman procurator, asked the crowd to shout, and they decided on this other guy to be set free.
Yes.
Jesus. Now, so who was to know? He wasn't to know that he's going over the top as a zealot would mean that, in fact, he ended up being set free because he was the obvious one. And also, I guess, with his parents naming him Jesus. No, he was the same as this other guy, so he would be held up at the same time. Look, you can't know what the decisions made, but people do make stupid decisions. The crowd calling for the death of Jesus of Nazareth was a stupid decision and brought ignominy and destruction upon their generation. And you can go then through history, people making ridiculous, idiotic decisions, sometimes that affect a nation, sometimes, like the man throwing tiles just with getting 18 months in prison, you know.
He's still there.
Yeah. So, he was there until very recently. I'm going to go up and join him in a minute. No,
Good decision.
It's always happened. We've always been idiots. You can, if you go on YouTube, you can look up the Darwin Awards and have a list of people who died in stupid ways because they were such idiots. We've always done it and we will continue to do it, but you don't know which are the most important ones. So you've got to have a wisdom, a way of thinking, because this next decision might be the important one. But yes, in the end, you don't know if you made a stupid decision or not. Just get over it, chaps.
Listeners,
you're bound to be stupid sometime. You listened to this podcast, didn't you?
Well, listeners, you've got to make a decision. Let us know what you think about this show and about making stupid decisions. Have you got some examples of people you know have made some calamitous decisions? Why not log on to marketbeat.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, we'd love to hear from you. So join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.